Welcome to Dialogue with Daryl, brought to you by NDFB.
When did every storm become climate change, or become the result of climate change? Storms have been happening in our country, in this world, in other countries, from the day that the Earth was created. Now, we don't want to minimize when natural disasters happen. Our hearts and our prayers go out to the people that are in the path of Hurricane Harvey right now. But we need to quit jumping to there. That's what climate change looks like, or that's the result of climate change. Dating back to pre-1900, there was complete devastation at times from those tropical storms and hurricanes. It's on record. So why now, in the 21st century, is it all of a sudden climate change when one of these events happen? It's a hyped up issue by a segment of extreme environmentalists that want to use these events to control the population. You see, sometimes I think we give ourselves, as humans, way too much credit, because if we were all gone tomorrow, the Earth could still survive. If we doubled in population tomorrow, the Earth could still survive. Natural occurring events create more havoc with weather patterns than anything man has done since the inception of the use of fossil fuels. And that's the target of the extremists. Let's be honest about it. But isn't it funny that they're targeting the very fuel that allows them to fly to certain events in protest? But I say, responsible use? Yeah, that's something we all encourage. Take care of our land that we have. That's what farmers and ranchers do, take care of our natural resources, but use them. Use all of God's given natural resources for the enhancement of human beings on this little rock we call planet Earth.
This has been Dialogue with Daryl, brought to you by NDFB.